Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Hello, you fabulous townshippers. Holly Bailey here on 99.1. We have Sarah Biggs lined up for you in this piece, a unique and talented artist who wears her heart on her sleeve. She hails from West Brome and has an exciting project in the works as she gears up and prepares to record her fifth studio album. Let's give it up for Sarah Biggs and hear all about what is in the works for us all to soon enjoy. Well, a warm and lovely welcome to Sarah Biggs. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
This is so cool. I know it's not an easy question. I know you as a person and on stage doing theater and such, and you're a multidisciplinary artist. What would be your style of music or your playing? How would you kind of describe that?
I guess if I was going to put it in the category that they would select on the app, I would singer-songwriter. I would probably go with that. Acoustic singer-songwriter. Yeah.
Beautiful. And you write your own lyrics, your own compositions, you put your own shows together. And I look at it as like you're the maestro deciding all the details. And I wondered, is that like a daunting scenario or is it a freeing scenario for you?
Completely, completely freeing because I don't have to really answer to anyone in the creative process. I get to decide the sound, the arrangements mostly. I get to collaborate with wonderful musicians, and that's my choice who that gets to be, I guess. And as far as shows go, I decide which venues to play in. I don't say yes to many in the year. It really is what I feel like doing, which is fun. I guess because I have a day job, I get to pick and choose those things and I don't have to rely on it to make a living. And I'm sure there are many musicians who do that might not have that luxury, and more power to them.
There is freedom in that when you're comfortable to say, no, that's not a fit for me right now. Or I'm going to pass. Thank you. Or yes. Sign me up.
Yeah, all that. It's great. Beautiful. I love having those choices.
And I've got to ask, or I'm interested to know, like what your process is, because composing is, it's such an intimate process for people. And I wonder, do your melodies come first or your lyrics, or how does it flow for you?
Thank you for asking that. I wish I could say there's some methodology to it, but mostly it just feels like I'm whacking my way through the weeds until something works.
You're like, I hit gold. Let's dig. Okay.
I am much more determined to come up with the right song than I used to be. I think, I don't know if it's a factor of age or discipline or experience, that I strive for more than I used to. So I do spend a lot longer writing my songs than I used to. And I have no issue with tearing apart something that's not working and starting again, even if it's just saving one good line and going in a different direction. So that's a new part of it too. Yeah, I'd say it's just cut and slash till something works.
Something resonates. And do you have sounding boards or specific people you go to and like bounce off of, or is it really an internal personal process for you?
Mostly solo process. I do a lot of morning pages, writing in the morning, just three free form, free thought thinking. And sometimes out of that, I might get a little nugget that works for something later in a song. I'm really lucky in the musicians I collaborate with, one in particular, Alex Cataneo. He does give me tips and advice on chord structure.
Oh, nice.
As far as lyrics go, though, I'm pretty confident to just take that on myself. Yeah.
You need to embody it, right? So when you perform it, it's like it's coming from you. Like
Oh yeah.
I would imagine
Yeah.
it as so much more powerful.
Definitely. It's definitely coming from my lens of how I experience the world. That's seems to be what most of the songs end up being about.
Nice. So we've got an exciting project in the works, and this is, I believe, your fifth album underway. Wow. And I wondered, how do you find it's built from your last work? Like, do you see, you mentioned a little bit, like you take longer to write the songs. Is there a progression in your artistry? Where are you at?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think in the same way, there's a progression with life and life experience that is reflected in the music. I know this time around, taking on this album was a very deliberate decision that came out of a fear that I wouldn't be able to do it,
No
if that
way.
makes sense.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
I think, and in part, it was a decision of a healing. Not a healing process. I don't know. I have a hard time with the vocabulary around things, but going through menopause, I'm now in early 50s. I felt broke me. It broke my brain. It broke my spirit. And I just kind of landed in this place around music where I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to keep doing it. I struggled to remember my lyrics. I was very emotionally volatile, especially around performing. So all that kind of gave me a fright, I guess. And I thought, okay, well, I'm just gonna try this again, and I'm going to dig in and work at it. And I don't think I've ever worked harder on any musical project in my life than I've worked on this in the last couple of years. But it's also been one of the most satisfying processes, and I'm really proud of the songwriting I've been coming up with. So it's all paying off in the long run.
So it's kind of what I'm gathering from you. It's a way of kind of understanding life and the changing landscapes and yeah, making something beautiful from that or working through it.
I think it's also reclaiming my ability to do something, even if it's going to be different than it was before.
Okay. I heard Louise Penny once say, she's like, you know, if you want the juice, you got to squeeze the lemon. And I was
Yes.
like, oh,
I have been
yes.
squeezing the
How exciting. What a delightful character. Sarah Biggs here on the Township's Daily News Bits. Let's have a little teaser. This is the opening track from her third album, Surface Tension, and it's called Diamonds in the Rough. And then we'll carry on with our chat with the wonderful and lovely Miss Sarah Biggs.
Up all fierce and ugly, kicking dust. And holds for so damn long. Your hopes are getting rusty, and you're holding out your virtue. Like diamonds in the rough, find yourself wondering, is it really enough to please me? Such a small thing to be human. Be no counting down the days for me, climbing up the family tree, looking over the hills to see the farthest reaches. Oh yeah, I'm holding out, 'cause I know somehow it won't be long. Thank you.
what is the vibe of this album then? What's in store for listeners?
I think they'll recognize my sound or my voice. It feels like such a pretentious thing to say.
Not at all, no.
I don't think I've evolved so much that it will be unrecognizable. But one of the most exciting parts about this album is I've invited Alex Carineo and one of his musical colleagues, Jonathan Guillaume Boudreau, who plays bass, to participate in the recording of this album. And they are just five-star musicians and just know how to play like they know how to breathe. And this new collaboration is almost bringing a bit of a jazz feel to it, if I could say as much. Especially Jonathan, who will be playing fretless bass, makes me feel like I have my very own Jaco Pastorius, which is just thrilling to me. And as soon as I heard his notes come in our practice, I thought, oh, I just want everybody I know and love to hear this. So that felt really exciting.
Oh, nice. And this is going to be recorded. What is your timeline? Like, this is a live studio album.
That's the plan. Yeah.
Okay.
So because we haven't played hardly at all together, the three of us, we've had one live practice in person. We'll have another one coming up this weekend. And then we're going to try and do a few shows this summer, the three of us playing together, as a way to gel and get to know each other's ebbs and flows.
Oh, yeah.
So that I'm hoping in the winter or early spring of 2027, then we can go in the studio and record all these new songs as a live album. So I'm basically looking to do gigs as paid rehearsals.
Awesome.
And just enjoy it. It's so fun to play with other musicians. Every time I get to do a live show, especially of my own material with other musicians, it just feels like such a gift. It thrills me to no end.
How cool. And there's nothing like being on stage, right? You could practice at home in your own privacy, but when it's shared in a space like that and that that energy, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it feels intimate and vulnerable and loving all at the same time. And I do have some aspects of being a little bit self-conscious because there will be so many people in that space that I know so personally, family members too. So that can always feel quite revealing. It's a bit of my songs are reading from my journal a bit.
Okay, right.
So yeah, I think it just takes a bit of courage and just let that part go and just get out and do the thing I do and know these people
it's
love
you. Yeah. It's not like just a hobby. It's such a big, for people who know you, it's a big part of your color. So
thanks.
It just makes sense that you're saying, hell yes, I'm getting back up there because this is what I do. This is me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I just really needed to reclaim that part of myself and prove to myself that I could still make new things happen and perform them.
Nice. Okay, so we have, I believe, June 13th in Dunham.
Yes.
It's close to being sold out, if not already.
Yeah, it is sold out.
I missed the mark. And that's at the Chapelle M. Is that?
Yes.
I don't know that venue. It's a reconfigured church?
It's actually what used to be the United Church was also the church of my childhood.
Wow.
I've spent a lot of time in that church when I was young as a kid and as a member of a youth group. And there's a lot of history in that church for me. And this will be the first time I go back in my adult life, at least since 20. So that will feel like a neat coming back to history to perform in that space. And it is now a performance space of really beautiful caliber. It's well set. There's lighting, sound, comfy couches and chairs everywhere. It's gorgeous. I'm so excited for that to be the first time to jump back into this new project.
Feels like the perfect setting, the perfect space for you to hold it.
Very much.
Beautiful. So there is hope for people who've missed. As you mentioned, you'll have more gigs coming up, leading up to the actual recording of the album
Yeah.
to gel with your band. And I know there's one on June 19th. All bands on deck over at CIDI.
That's
Yeah,
right. That's
this is
with
so
you
cool.
guys. I can't
Yeah,
wait.
I will definitely be there cheering you on. And that's a cinq à sept, I believe it is, and
That's right.
en plein air, so people can
Oh, the
really
best. The
take it all
best.
in. Summer at its best.
That one I'll be on my own for. I just felt like
Okay.
just kind of taking that in a solo space. And then I'll also be with Alex and Jonathan at the Ruche summer or Ruche Farmers Market on
Okay.
July 18th during the day. That's a
Oh,
daytime
excellent.
outdoor show as well.
Okay. And for people to stay up to scratch on your gigs and timelines, where's the best place for them to stay in touch?
Ask to be friends on Facebook. That's about as ambitious as I've gotten around my own self-promotion, unfortunately. The website has since passed away, but Facebook is as good as any.
Perfect.
So if you don't know how to find me there. It's my own face on the actual profile picture, so you'll know it's me.
Okay, lovely. Is there anything you want to leave us with or anything you'd like to tell
I
people?
just want to say thanks to Community Radio. You guys are
Yeah.
amazing, and I'm so grateful that you're still thriving and taking such good care of us local musicians. I just feel really cherished and cherish you guys to have you in our community. We're really lucky to have CIDI Community Radio. And I'm not plugging, I'm just saying it's awesome. So
Well,
thank
I'm
you.
biased, but I would agree with you wholeheartedly. There's, to have our own voice and our own color reflected back to us and
Oh,
just, yeah, celebrated.
That's a precious thing, and we're lucky to have it. So thank you for
Well, thank
inviting us all
you.
to be a part of it.
Looking forward to seeing you, Sarah, and wishing you the best of luck with your album and just so much fun. Like you're
Oh.
beaming, you're radiant, and the fifth won't be the last, I can tell you
No.
that from what I've seen.
No, it won't be.
Rock
Thanks, Holly. I really appreciate this.
on, rock on, Miss Biggs.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Always a pleasure to catch up with Miss Sarah Biggs, the musician and artist based out of West Brome. She is gearing up for the recording of her live fifth studio album that is intended to hit the scene in the spring of 2027. She's gigging with her new band and gelling. You can catch those concerts around the townships. Stay in touch through her Facebook page to find out when and where. But do put June 19th on your calendar for the All Bands on Deck. Sarah will be hitting the stage at CIDI, and we look forward to seeing you all there. This is Holly Bailey for the Local Journalism Initiative, funded through the Government of Canada.